If your job at a healthcare facility includes disinfecting against viruses, you know prevention is the best medicine. And maintaining healthy spaces starts with a healthy cleaning routine. Grainger's world-class supply chain helps ensure you have the quality products you need when you need them. From disinfectants and cleaning supplies to personal protective equipment, so you can help deliver a clean bill of health. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. If your job at a healthcare facility includes disinfecting against viruses, you know prevention is the best medicine. And maintaining healthy spaces starts with a healthy cleaning routine. Grainger's world-class supply chain helps ensure you have the quality products you need when you need them. From disinfectants and cleaning supplies to personal protective equipment, so you can help deliver a clean bill of health. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome back to Hour 3 on a Monday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on early break. Third hour sponsored by our friends at NEBCO, now hiring at Ready Mixed Concrete. Check out their job openings at NEBCOinc.com. By the way, already getting some submissions on the text line for Mozzarella Monday. People trying to get for the next
get
segment.
Get a jump on it.
Yeah. If you want to give us the best of the weekend next segment, we'll give away $25 to Valentino's.
$25.
For the best of the weekend sports life. Etc. Text us 402-464.
Easter's going to be a good one.
5685. It will be a good one. Already getting a couple in that regard. So,
God, we're already getting
some stand out.
Yeah.
Try to stand out.
Write it down. You're the scribe.
If you recall last week, the text line was like died about 7 o'clock, and so we were scrambling for Mozzarella Monday today. Not so fast.
But we did get some.
We did. They came through right on time, so it was very helpful. Very helpful.
We're already getting some submissions for Mozzarella Monday.
People want the gift cards.
It caught on.
They want pizza.
It caught on.
It has caught on.
Cool.
So that's next segment, though. Question for Husker fans, 464-5685. Would Nebraska fans be as opposed to the current landscape of NIL in sports if their teams were winning at a high level? We know volleyball wins at a high level. We know, you know, there's been some sports that have had some success, but the major sports like football, baseball, basketball have not been winning at a high level.
It's a good question.
You know, I like to talk to an Ohio State fan, fresh off a title this year in college football. Are they not as big of fans of football as they were in the past, or are they just as big because their team's winning and they're having success? I'm generally curious, Nebraska fans, how much would change if they were winning at a high level?
Florida hoop fan, what are they saying? What are they saying? I don't know. Mm. It's a tough one. It depends who you talk to, Jake. I never throw a blanket over stuff like this.
Yeah, if you're like, yes, they would love it. No, they would hate it. Everyone gets to respond for themselves, and there would be always a conversation back and forth. But I would say you would have a very hard time getting pushback if next year the word was out that Nebraska spent $26 million on their roster and they won the national championship. I don't think there'd be a lot of pushback. Wouldn't be like, well,
let's do it again. Let's do it again. Yeah, run it back.
Yeah, so I don't think there would be.
God, I think you're right. Not on that part. Anyway.
No, I mean, there's two ways to look at it, because there's been, this isn't me saying it at all. This is conversation that you've heard, is that it's been rough at Ole Miss this last year. They were all in, and they didn't make the playoffs. Mm-hmm. And so it's like, okay, so the word is that it was a high roster, somewhere close to Ohio State type of roster, and they didn't make the playoffs. So then right away it's like, okay, run it back. Then it's like, hang on a second. Mm-hmm. We didn't, you know.
Rough meaning fans were disgruntled.
Disgruntled, yeah, that they were disgruntled fans with it. I mean, there's no guarantees. If it was just like, hey, guys, here's the deal. If we spend $30 million, we win it.
Here's the thing. Does it come down to this? You got to win it. Like, if you spend
$26 million
and finish second, you might be
close, but that's not it.
You might be getting people say, this is not good.
No, you got to win it. You have to win it.
So that's the answer. You got to win it.
Yeah, I don't think there's any, like, it's just like, well, we're pretty competitive. You know, we beat Iowa. We did this. No, not if you were if you had that feeling of that number. Of that number with where it's at. Same thing. If all of a sudden you find out that the number for basketball is they went 14 million, 16, 14, 16 million for this team coming up. Mm-hmm. and they get to the tournament and don't win a game. To me, that'd be an epic fail.
Yeah.
If you spent that type of money. And so they're
got to win it.
So you have to win it.
So there's your answer.
And so in
that's the stool's
in
answer.
Basketball at Nebraska, do you have to win it? No, it'd probably be a Sweet 16 type of thing.
Absolutely.
If it's out there, pretty clearly out there, like, well, what are the top teams? Well, here's the top three that spent.
Okay, wait, you got it. So
because Louisville spent,
I know,
supposedly very well,
but there's some people that are just going to say, we don't want to spend that much money.
Well, there'll be some, yeah. Like I said, not speaking for everyone.
Right.
Brian here said. But I know this. I think Steve nailed it. You got to win it.
Or else there's going to be some level of pushback.
Yeah, that's why there's pushback at Ole Miss.
God, there's a lot of pushback.
Think about Ohio State. I mean, they were pissed off at the end of November. They lose to Michigan, and then they make the epic run through the playoff. They were the 8th seed.
Okay, now here's the deal, though. This is what you wonder.
What's the deal?
Here's the deal. They win the national title. They drew 80. We covered this. They drew 80,000 to their spring game last year and drew 40,000 this year. What? How do you explain that? Is that now, like one person suggested to me in the media, well, it's just because there's game fatigue. They played 16 games last year. They went 14-2. That's just a lot of games.
I don't buy that.
That's not the reason they weren't there. No.
Well, okay. So is the reason. How much of it, and there's not one, I think there's always, humans are fairly complicated, and I don't always just point to one factor. I think a factor could be some disillusionment with college sports, college football, just the where it's going. I know there's disillusionment. It's mostly anecdotal in my life, but there are people I know that have followed the program for 50 plus years that aren't following it now. Not this spring. Mm. They'll start following it.
In the fall,
but they're like, no, I'm not going to.
The connection is way different. You said Baylor's won a national championship in basketball. Their whole team's gone, all 12 or 14. The whole team's gone. Auburn, all five starters are gone. A couple went in the portal. You know,
what? NFL. No, wait a second. Really?
Auburn, their starting five is gone. So whether or not only one or two, I think, went in the portal, maybe two. Other ones maybe just go in the NBA. But
So what's that cause?
So right away, just imagine.
You don't have any connection.
You have a connection. Just imagine, like right now, we talked about what was a connection for Nebraska this year in basketball. You were connected to Juwan Gary. You were connected to Bryce. You had some idea. You'd seen him play. I know they were transfers Now the connection is 1 year. Mm-hmm. Not like it used to be where it was 4 to 5 years. Now they were here before, and then they're here again.
It was amazing when we were growing up. Me and Bill, like that. We watched Brian Carr and Dave Hoppin grow up together in the program. Yes. It was incredible. 4 years. I remember when Brian Carr came in, a little
from Indiana.
From Indiana, little point guard came in, and then he just grew up before our eyes and got really good. And he was really good when he came in. But their days aren't over because you still see a little bit of that, right?
You see some of that, but
like Sam Hoiberg, he's sticking, coach's son. But that's causing some disillusionment. I wrote a column about how Nebraska's probably going to have a lower number of fairly low number of attendance for its Saturday thing, and how much of that is just the disillusionment. I heard from a lot of people, and there's a lot of disillusionment. Now, here's the thing, though. Here's the thing. It's not reflected in TV ratings. Not yet, anyway.
No, like we said all last year, the product when the foot hits the ball, the product's really good.
It is. Now, here's the thing, though. There hasn't been a big impact yet, but is it? I wouldn't expect it necessarily to manifest itself quite yet. I think we're still a few years away from that.
Yeah, this will help with the house settlement and with this NIL and donor fatigue, but then the fatigue still sets in because that's just money coming from another source. So that's then that strain on your university, that strain on other programs. There's 20 million, whatever the number is,
20.5
just came out of your budget.
Yeah.
So imagine you're balancing your budget, and all of a sudden easy. It's like, so it's not like whoa, no. Everything's like, yeah, this is gonna help. It does. It kind of makes some things.
Maybe.
But it makes things, there's a lot of difficulty. There's a lot of things still going on, and it's not been cleared up. They're talking about there's going to be this clearinghouse with the collectives, and they have to be able to do it by the book and this. And then there's always like, well, what's going to happen if someone doesn't do it by the book? That causes all this strain right. by the fandom.
It does.
It causes strain, but you have to, like I said, if you look around at teams that spend, can you imagine if the home run hit where you have to just every day you have to wake up at Ohio State and be like, thank you that this was the 12-team year, because it's not. They're not getting in the playoffs. Right. And can you imagine if Ohio State season
that money.
Ended
with the Michigan loss?
With the Michigan loss.
And spent all that money.
All that money. And then also with all that money spent right there, they also would have went to a bowl game again. Remember last year? They got crushed the year before. Mm-hmm. The team kind of
Missouri, right?
Missouri beat them.
Yeah.
So imagine this year. No one won Ohio State in the bowl game this year. Mm-hmm. If they'd have went to whatever bowl game, if they just lost to Michigan. Didn't you go to the Big Ten Championship.
How do you think those fans would be with the system?
Yeah. It'd be nuts. It would be
terrible.
It'd be terrible. It would be absolutely terrible. They're just like, can you imagine the athletic director and everyone there just going like, oh, this worked out. This worked out. We caught a break, the 12 team, all those things. This worked out for us, and we made it. Mm-hmm. And there's some places going, man, we spent a lot, and we didn't make it. Mm-hmm. And that was the big conversation that I listened to the other day about Ole Miss, because it's rough there right now.
Why?
Because they lost. They spent a lot of money.
And lost.
And didn't even make the – they didn't make the playoffs.
They didn't make the playoff.
And so it's like, hey, run it back. Well, yeah. Hang on a second now.
See, donors aren't – there's not an endless pit of money out there.
No.
There's not. And some don't even have – won't have a lot, won't have – 20.5. They won't have the allotment. There's schools in the Big 12, a lot of them, that won't have 20.5.
But there also is no pushback at Ohio State. There'd be no pushback here if all of a sudden Nebraska's it winning the national championship in football.
No.
And they spent $26 million, or whatever it is.
They spend more. Let's do it again. Run it back. Yeah, yeah. But you have to get to that point. Nebraska's best season the last 8 years is 7 wins. Mm-hmm. Last year.
So, yeah.
Close your eyes and imagine what you'll look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same you as before, but with much thicker and fuller hair, you'd be correct. What can happen in 3 to 6 months? You could pick up a new hobby and get not that good at it yet. You could do about half of your New Year's resolution. You could learn a few songs on the piano. Or pick up bass guitar. Or you could start seeing thicker, fuller hair regrowth through Hims. Not bad for just 3 to 6 months. Men, if you're starting to notice your hair thinning when you look in the mirror, you're not alone. Life just gets busier and busier, and it can feel like there's not enough time in the day to do something about it. So, try Hims Hair Loss Solutions. You can avoid jumping through a bunch of frustrating hoops and get access to treatment without even leaving your home. Hims provides you with the convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients, like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized, chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's HIMS.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. HIMS.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary based on studies on topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
If you work in quality control at a candy factory, you know strict safety regulations come with the job. It's why you partner with Grainger. Grainger helps you find the high-quality and compliant products your business needs to inspect, detect, and help correct issues. And the sweetest part is, everyone gets a product that's as safe to eat as it is delicious. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's hard to commit anything to that at this point, you know, big-time money.
Well, now there's limits a little bit on what you can do. It's... I know what you can do. I get it. You can use your NIL and go above the whatever your football cap is. And I think that's going to be, what, in a 16 million range or 15 and a half, something like that. Then you turn to your NIL and I guess in effect there's an endless pot there, but there's not really.
No, you have to, you'll have to just build it. You have to build a show on paper that who hired him and what's, and also,
what are you talking about? The clearinghouse?
Yes.
Anything over $600 is what we're talking about. Yeah. Who's the clearinghouse, and how are they going to even vet all of that?
So a car company comes in, like that, and wants to spend. We want to have someone come down here and sign autographs. And then we're going to. How much are they going to get for that? $4 million. Mm-hmm. No.
Can't do that.
The NFL has a way that they audit.
Here's the question I have for you, though. Okay, so we have this nice idea, this concept, this clearinghouse, and. And they could reject someone's number, right? A player's number. But then isn't that where the under-the-table payments just start up again?
Yeah, that's the concern.
Yeah.
And then also there's also this concern of, like, how can you determine someone's value?
Well, there's that,
They get to argue with, like, then it goes
the
back.
The clearinghouse?
So then let's go back to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court's going to say, well, we really can't, you know. If someone, like right now, if someone wanted to pay us, each one of us, $4.2 million a year to do the radio show, we could do that. We could do that because that's what we're paying them.
So
that's
totally mess up the market.
But the only thing that's value is what will someone pay for?
Right.
And so all of a sudden now you're in this argument where it's like, well, at Nebraska, well, if you're at K-State, maybe you don't, so you go to a car dealership and sign, you don't get us. Well, at Nebraska you do. And so there's all these, the layers go so deep. And that's where the fan fatigue also sets in. When there's a bunch of unknowns. Before, the rules are pretty simple. We get to do this. We get to recruit like this. Here's the rules. We have 85 scholarships. We have contact periods. We have all this stuff. And in every coach, if someone just also, if I got called on the stand 5 years ago, explain this. I could explain everything.
Mm-hmm. Now can you?
No, because even if you'd be kind of like, well, there's NIL. Tell me exactly. Got a good idea, kind of, but you couldn't answer it. You know, you couldn't answer perfectly, where before you could. Fans could have answered perfectly what was going on. Now you can't.
No.
And
you can't. And it's especially right now, we're in this little phase before the guardrail, this guardrail of $20.5 million. And we have to keep in mind that this is probably as bad as it's ever going to be, because it hasn't, you know, they haven't, the house settlement isn't done. So it's just a complete money grab right now, and it's completely out of hand, and stuff goes on that would freak people out probably. Just like,
well, the part that
I'll give you an example, like what Kentucky did with Dowdell, just coming in and setting this incredible number, and you know, now you're Nebraska or whoever, you just say, all right, we're not going to pay him that. It's ridiculous. We'd love to have him, and he'd probably want to stay. But you can't say no. You can't say no to that money. So that's the kind of stuff that causes fatigue. It could happen, let's just say, Ja'Cory Barney. If Miami just decided right now we want Ja'Cory Barney, they could drive up the price. They could drive it
absolutely
into the stratosphere. Nebraska could lose him, and that's it. He's gone. Player that Nebraska fans like. That kind of stuff can happen today. It could happen today.
So how is it, like, you don't know this answer, but it's an interesting one. So right now, Nebraska, you said, has contacted North Dakota State running back.
They have
Char-Mar Brown. They have
contacted Char-Mar Brown.
So my question,
Marty Brown.
Question to you, is his number the same as what Dowdell's is?
Don't know his number.
The thing about this, just imagine if Dowdell left, they end up spending the same amount to bring someone else in.
Maybe.
I mean, that's everywhere. Just think about that, though. You might be sitting there going, like, maybe we should have just paid Dowdell.
Maybe.
And then,
complicated by Emmett Johnson going in the portal.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff. There's a lot of stuff
and
to it.
And then having to get him back.
Yep, he came back out of the portal.
If you
had to pay him.
Yep. If you sat there, I would imagine that Brown's number is similar
to
Dowdell's number. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know that.
But all of a sudden, that makes sense.
But all of a sudden, you're sitting there. If you're in Nebraska and you just say, let's say you determined that you need him, then you need him.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, hey, and that's our option.
Do you have the money? That's the other question.
It's always the question of where you're at.
I don't think Nebraska has an endless amount of money. Let's say the number got to 600,000, 700,000 for Sharmar Brown. I'm not sure Nebraska would do that. I don't know if they can.
No idea, but that could be anywhere. And that my point is that's what makes it interesting.
Interesting.
All of a sudden you're sitting there going like, well, you know, if we don't match this and he leaves,
right?
There's a chance that we may be spending the same amount,
right,
to find somebody that we don't know,
right,
that's going to come in here. And what do we know enough about him?
I get you.
That's where it comes back to GM. Those spots like that. It's like, hey, just let's just talk about this. And then in the future, it helps you in the future if someone comes back in and says, you know what? If they leave, we can find someone as good for less. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe you can find someone as good for less. Don't know any of these things, but it just makes it so intriguing, but it also makes it exhausting for the fans.
Yes.
I'm just talking about the fan that's in Schuyler, Nebraska,
mm-hmm.
and he's just a Nebraska football fan, and his grandparents had season tickets here.
Mm-hmm. You know what? You know what occurred to me the other day? And it hit me like a lightning bolt. I was in Shoemaker's parking lot, actually, when it hit me.
By the rock?
Right over this way. I took a break out and just drove out there after some duties I had. And it hit me that Nebraska, at one point, and for years, really, had the best of both worlds in college football. It had a roster as talented as Ohio State right now, as talented as Georgia. Mm-hmm. His talent is named the best team in the country. Nebraska had a roster that powerful with that much NFL talent, and they had an incredible walk-on program. Now, they have neither. They're going to have neither because it's going to 105, and they might have 10 walk-ons, not 40, not 50. But Nebraska, for a period, had the utopia of college football. They had the powerful Ohio State program plus these nice feel-good walk-on stories. Mm-hmm. And some of those walk-on stories became incredible players like Maka Trucka, Joel Makavica, and his brother, Jeff. Some of them, like Tomich, some of them became incredible players. But then there was a lot of guys that were just here because they loved it, and they added to the culture or established a culture. Nebraska had this utopia, and you're not going to have it again. You won't be allowed to have it now.
You don't have it the same way. And you also had a coaching staff that the turnover was way, way less.
Oh, God.
Incredible continuity.
So when you went to spring ball, mm-hmm. it was pretty clear what everyone was doing.
Oh,
I mean, it wasn't a brand new situation.
Jake, there was never turnover.
And because of the numbers, which now no longer will exist, because the numbers you were able to practice different than almost every team.
Four stations.
Always the thing that was the, if someone says, what was the biggest difference? Now, don't ever forget that they had ridiculous players. The system, just because they practiced four, what it was really
four
good
stations.
Players. And then you always felt that somewhere between the number of 8 to 10 walk-ons, you would get a scholarship player. So if you had an extra, just imagine the numbers you'd have of how many more scholarship players were on your team if you had 50, 60 walk-ons. That's a lot more true scholarship players. And sometimes there'd be more. That's just kind of a general, as we talked about it as a staff, mm-hmm. hey, every whatever 8 to 10 walk-ons we bring in, one will equal a scholarship player. And then there was always walk-ons that were better than
scholarship players.
Yeah,
they're good.
That was always because guess what? Every year there's busts. And you just want to make sure you have the fewest amount of busts. Mm-hmm. You go back right now, just go back to the last 25 years and just pull up every recruiting class. You'll go bust. There's bust, but just the least amount.
Yeah, and it was helpful if there was a bust to have Ben Butenbach.
Yeah.
You know, to have a McAvicka, to have a Jeff Lake if there was a bust at receiver. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I don't think Lake was a scholarship guy, was he? Do you remember?
No, I'm not sure on that.
Yeah. But Nebraska had it all at one point. Right. And now the rules dictate that they can't. They can't have that anymore. Yeah, they had four stations going, Jake. It was like a machine. If you went to practice, Bill was at practice. I was just watching. It was like a machine.
We'd go four stations all in the stadium.
Running the same thing.
In the stadium.
Jake, running the same stuff.
And you rotate it. Well, one would be that this would be more of a throw, play action pass. This would be inside run. This would be option. This would be. And there would just be players. How there wasn't more collisions happening. And when they came, so if you were a graduate assistant, and so like my first spring, I'm there. And I'm working with Frank, and I've got, and all of a sudden, when the offense came around, you were the head coach of the offense for that period. And it might be, guess what? All of a sudden, it was the fours. In the next rotation, I had the starters.
Jeez.
All of a sudden, I had the starters, and I'm the one calling the plays.
Yep.
Hey, we're going to run this. Hey, run 32 trap. And then on defense, if I was with it, I'd be at one station. The next year, I was on the south end zone station. Be me and Jack Pierce ran that station.
Better
and
times.
If any of the 11 asked you a question, you had to answer the question. Hey, am I lined up in a three technique here? What am I doing on this particular play, like that?
It was crazy.
Better times. When we come back, Mozzarella Monday. Send us the best of the weekend. Text us 402-464-5685. $25 of Valentino's being given away next. An early break in the ticket.
American Giant makes great clothing, sweatshirts, jeans, and more right here in the U.S. Visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.
If your job at a healthcare facility includes disinfecting against viruses, you know prevention is the best medicine. And maintaining healthy spaces starts with a healthy cleaning routine. Grainger's world-class supply chain helps ensure you have the quality products you need when you need them. From disinfectants and cleaning supplies to personal protective equipment, so you can help deliver a clean bill of health. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.